the title of cultural CEO, define that for people listening, because they might hear, you know, CEO, they're very comfortable with what a person would do in that role, but cultural CEO, how do you define that?
Well, I guess I would define it more as the executive director of this new entity, this new organization. I know CEO sounds very formal, you know, for an arts guy. And it's funny because usually I say, you know, Rob Wolf with Cultural Arts, you know, even saying CEO doesn't quite fit. But ultimately, you know, serving as the leader for this new organization here in Breckenridge.
For you, moving here from Ann Arbor, Michigan, where you were heading a summer arts festival, which was a 3-week festival, right? Any best practices that you intend to take from that that you think will be applicable here?
Yeah, I spent the past 9 years in beautiful Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the organization I worked for was the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, and it was everything from big-name concerts in 3,500-seat venues to sort of, you know, late-night DJs in the beer garden kind of thing. We were able to, my team and I really put together, embrace the local artists and really embrace sort of the local personality and the local creative community. In many ways, I see a very similar model here in Breckenridge. It has a very deep creative community here, and you know, certainly what we want to do is make it relevant to this community while being attractive to tourists and bringing people to Breckenridge.
Breckenridge has two pretty solid foundations, the ski season and what happens during that time, but then also in 2001, the community launched its own arts district. Do you see any connection, overlap, a need for an overlap, or how do you curate those two different interests that this community has?
Well, it's a great question, Carrie, and I think it's how you bring both of those elements together and how we build upon that identity of what Breckenridge is and not fight it. And I think there are ways that can intersect. And I think that's where, you know, looking at unique partnerships, looking at partnerships with a number of the recreation organizations. I mean, I have a tendency to look at everything as a venue. And it's not just the theater or the performing arts center, but I look at streets as venues. I look at mountains as venues. I look at the local bar down the street as a venue. And I think for us, it's really putting together a portfolio of those venues to be able to tell the story of arts and culture in the community.
Thinking about the demographics of the community, the 18 to 34 set that is here is actually larger than national average when you look at trends. However, the arts community that you're catering to tends to be 40 and above. How do you work with those two factors?
It's a challenge, and I think that's why it is changing up the model, of performing arts and visual arts. And, you know, it becomes more of an experience, and you have to start looking at things beyond indoor ticketed events and start looking at, you know, maybe doing admission free events. You know, this idea of coming to the theater and sitting down and lights off and phones off, and, you know, it has just become so much more participatory. And that's changing, you know, in the arts throughout the country. It's less about, in my mind, you know, trying to get that group to come to the symphony as it is trying to create an experience for them that they will attend.
What do you think that art should do?
Oh, it's a great question, and I wasn't expecting that. What do I think it should do? I think it should move you. I think it should make you think. I think it should entertain you. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, a comedy show, but I think it needs to resonate with you in some way. I think it's those little experiences that make art magic and make it needed, and I like to find those experiences.
Well, congratulations in your new role.
Thank you.
For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.